Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't know if you've heard the word, but we've got Maroon 5 tickets, like a giant stack of them, every hour on the fives today and through the week. This is going to be big. Right now, take the word good, G-O-O-D.
Good.
Can't believe it's just a four-letter word, Sarah. Just say it. What? Good is this hour's code word, G-O-O-D. And text it to our contest line, 20357. And then that's it. You're in the running to see Maroon 5. The word is good. The number is 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to the just-announced Maroon 5 show October 18th at the Chase Center. It's courtesy of Live Nation. This hour's code word is good. And Mason has another code word for you next hour. So be listening.
That Mason's all over the place, man. I can hardly keep up with her. She was in Houston.
Oh.
Hosting some, like, totally high-end event. She was in a big ball gown type outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
She always does her hairdo, so there's that. But, yeah. I mean, I was, and then
girl she puts it together.
Yeah, she does.
She's very photogenic.
Well, she's also very, like, all over the United States. Mm. She's someone who's out there doing things.
Working it.
Like, you know, you send me a, you want to host some event? Nah.
She'll be there at Drag Me to Brunch.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to see her there.
Yeah.
Nope. Talk about every place.
Meet Mason.
All right.
Drag Me to Brunch. It's this Saturday. There are still tickets available. If you go to RadioAlice.com, there's a link there. We'd love to see you. It's a fun Pride event, plus breakfast and a drag performance. Vinny, I just thought you might care about this. There's a new Public Enemy track. It's called March Madness. We cannot play it for you. It does contain profanity, but if you are at all interested.
I'm a fan. I'm those boys did their best work when they were young, and I was a young man too, but I'll check it out. I'd love to find out that they still got it.
Yeah,
they March were Madness. Great live at Bottle Rock. Mm. Like, amazing.
I've seen
them. Amazing.
Probably 4 times.
Yeah.
They're good, but they're also, they're, you know, older. Mm. You know, angry sort of rap. Can it still come off? Does it still come off? Were you watching it going, they're pulling it?
I thought they were pulling it.
All right. Good. Glad to hear it.
Well, March Madness, new song.
Okay.
Another new song, Ed Sheeran. We heard a little teaser for this. A month ago, this is Ed Sheeran, Dave Grohl, and John Mayer. And it's from the F1 movie. Drive is the name of the song. That's Dave Grohl on drums, John Mayer on guitar.
Yeah, I was listening. I was actually trying to listen to the drums because I know him to be.
It's got
to
be Dave. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a cool track. The video is real cool too. If people check that out,
nice. So, and there's a lot of cute pictures actually, just of them working together. And F1 is the movie, and Drive is that song. So there you go, a little bit of that. This is kind of my main story. As a person who is in my 50s, somewhere in my 50s, radio. From a very young age, you'd listen with your mom in the car. You'd listen with your friends. You'd call in and talk to the DJ and try to get a request played. And every Sunday night on WCOZ, 94.5 WCOZ, Dr. Demento would come on.
Oh, that was the channel you liked, WCOZ?
Yeah, well, that was where you could get it.
Okay.
That was where they played it. And they even, they had a chant, because I guess in the 70s, it was like the early days of FM radio. Like, it was all AM up to that, and there was a chant that we would all say along with the people on the radio. I pledge my ears to the rise of FM radio, as though...
Are you serious? Yes,
as though somehow we could match the power of the AM station. And now I feel like it's, you know...
I had FM no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
Ha! Huh!
Yeah, and Dr. Demento was like a part of that. You know,
I pledge my ears to the
rise of FM radio. WCOZ.
You too?
No, I don't remember that, but one of the reasons I got into radio was Dr. Demento. Like that.
Oh,
was,
you love Dr. Demento.
It was a massively syndicated show.
I would do my own shows on tape and like do my own parody songs. And my first job doing a board on an FM station was got to play Sunday Night Dr. D. And I loved it because I got to take home the albums that it came in on. It came in on an album when it was syndicated. And I got to take them all home. And
yeah. They were pressing records and sending them to all the affiliates.
Yep,
funny.
That was 80s.
Funny.
That was before satellite could just beam the audio all around the world.
I was in heaven as a 16-year-old getting to play Dr. D, and I got to do the weather once in a while.
So Dr. Demento, whose real name is Barry Hansen, he was a radio DJ, and he's 84 years old. He's alive.
Oh.
Yeah. His long-running comedy radio show helped introduce the world to Weird Al Yankovic, Cheech and Chong, and so many more. Like, remember they would do all the Christmas countdown songs? Grandma got run over by a reindeer. The guy lives locally here. Yeah. There was just always some kooky thing, like fish heads
dead
play.
Puppy, or dead puppies aren't much fun.
Yes. There was always some thing. And then as it became bigger, there was more competition to get your song on there. So Dr. Demento... he is ending his broadcast career. 55 years doing this.
He was still doing it until when?
Till this coming October. He was still doing it.
God.
Yes. However, his over-the-air syndication stopped in 2010. 1974 to 2010. Still, it's 36 years of, or whatever that adds up to. 1974 to 2010, the weekly radio show was nationally syndicated for that whole time. And then it transitioned to fully online, where it's continued to broadcast via his official website. Demento was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 2009. He was portrayed by Rainn Wilson in the biopic Weird, the Al Yankovic story, which is the Harry Potter kid is the, what's his name? Daniel something.
Radcliffe.
Yeah. He played. And actually, weirdly, because I didn't see the movie, but I did see some trailers, and he seemed to really be embodying Weird Al, which is apparently there was a whole Madonna thing going on in there, too. So it looks like October 11th will be the final production episode. From now until then, episodes will focus on the show's history, greatest moments, most beloved novelty songs. And the final broadcast in October will be dedicated to the top 40 songs in the program's history. But if you grew up on Dr. Demento the way we did, which I don't know. I feel like maybe by the time, I think 40-year-olds maybe, but I don't think anybody any younger than 40 is.
I knew of him, but I didn't listen to him.
Oh.
I didn't listen to him at all.
Yeah, me and my brother, we would sit and be waiting for that show to come on.
Time for the 25.
There was another show that went at the same time as that, and I can't think of the name of it. It was like the Wavy Gravy Happy Hour, the something, something.
Wavy Gravy?
No, it wasn't Wavy Gravy, though. It was
One of the Deadhead guys, right?
Yeah.
No, it was like the something, something happy hour. But they paired them together, you know, like the syndicated shows. I can't think of it. Maybe some texture will be able to get it to us. But anyway, Dr. Demento, what do you think Dr. Demento's net worth is? After all those years.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. He probably at one point was making, you know, millions.
I wondered because at 80, like you work till you're 84 and you think, oh, I mean, maybe he didn't have that much money.
No, I'm sure that in the olden days, they paid and fed you. Mm. And had car services. There was a lot of stuff going on that we missed.
Mm.
And also that whole pay-for-play thing where you're like, hey, this song's great. And then there's a Cadillac in your driveway with the keys and the glove box.
And a check for your next mortgage payment.
Right.
We and missed a pound out on of all cocaine.
The, we missed out on
yeah,
all
I was
the fun
say,
stuff.
Don't forget that.
Yeah. Okay,
well, I mean, that'll blow through your fortune, too. So what
I'm going to say he's worth $10
million. $10 million. What do you think?
I'll say $11
million. He is worth between $4 and $6 million. Mm,
that's pretty good, though. Mm.
I would have thought more. I would have said probably closer to $20
million. Well, he's 80-something. He's living on the money, so he's spent some of it. Yeah. You know, in the internet, he's not getting paid bank now.
Nobody's getting any money on the internet. So that is an... Did you say... You said 10 and you said 11?
Yeah, Vinny won.
Oh, Vinny got that. All right. Boy, Vinny's going into today's game with 2 points. He won that earlier game, too. Mm. It's a good day for you, Vin. I'd smell an El Campeón on the air.
I would love to.
Mm. Post Malone. He's got a lot going on right now. He's out with Jelly Roll on the big-ass stadium
tour. Yeah, he's
tour.
Living his best life, right?
He's opening a new bar up on Broadway in Nashville, and he's already planning a follow-up country album to F1 Trillion. What's that next album going to be like? It's going to be country. In fact, he's doubling down on country. Post guitar player was asked, and he said, there's more fiddle, pedal stick, and guitar solos. What started as 2 feet over the line into traditional country on F1 Trillion has turned into head, chest, shoulders, and feet across the line on where we're headed with the next batch of songs. Going full on country.
Okay, so he'll get a different Grammy nod now that they've come up with two different... So first he was contemporary, and now the new album will fall into classic.
Traditional. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how they'll separate that out. They, in case you missed that, the Grammys have added a whole new category. I guess, I don't know. People are saying it's an answer to Beyonce dancing in there and winning the Grammy for country. Post is saying, I love being a country music artist. He said to the Tennessean, I want to make sure I do things with respect. I feel honored that everyone's been accepting and patient with me. He's already collaborated with a lot of big names in country. Morgan, I think doesn't he have like a hit with Morgan Wallen right now?
Doesn't everybody have a hit with
Morgan
Wallen?
Yeah, that is true. That guy's slutting around. Chris Stapleton.
Is he part of, I had some help?
Yes.
So there you go. That's a huge hit.
Chris Stapleton, Blake Shelton, Brad Paisley. I'm sure there'll be more country stars on his next album. Everything that guy touches turns to gold.
Well, he can write songs, and that's the key ingredient. Whatever genre.
It is pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty important.
And that's such a puzzle thing that it really is. It shows some smarts whether or not he looks it. He's got the ability to piece these songs together in a way that.
That work.
He's crushing it.
Yeah.
Even in different genres.
Mm-hmm. And we all heard his first song. You lied. What the heck? I can't remember what he said exactly, but we were just like, what?
Terrible.
That guy became the biggest. He's in change.
You know what's interesting, though, is when I read, and I like to read about music and artists and all the things that you hear these people who got into guitar playing or piano to write songs. And it's interesting to me, like, they didn't go into it thinking, I just want to play this instrument.
Right.
They go into it thinking, I need to play an instrument I can write songs on. And that is Taylor Swift. And that is, there's lots of artists that went,
right.
No, I want to start a band.
Right.
Before they even had started the instruments, they're like, so I need to.
I'm going
to
be in one of those bands.
It's kind of neat that you've already got a vision for, I'm going for this.
Right.
I want to be that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, cool. Post is definitely, he's a phenom. And, I feel like he's, I mean, I get it. He's been around for a while, but I still feel like he's only just starting. Like, I keep hearing songs that I like from him. And
He's in his 30s, though.
Oh, easily, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. He might even be pushing 40. But I do feel like, for me, he started out, he was like a rapper dude.
Yeah.
And then he did some rock stuff, and now he's going country. Like, and he's kind of that good vibe guy, you know?
And he has talent.
Post Malone, guess how old he is?
35.
34.
29 years old.
Oh, Jesus.
He's still a baby.
My God, he is still a baby. What the heck?
Man, how do you use up all your tattoo real estate before you're 30?
Oh my God. I feel like he used it up when he was 20. Like, I don't know how long we've known him for, but he's had always tired on his tattooed on his face since the first time I ever saw him.
We were out to eat on Saturday night, and Edie was, you know, the people come over and they go, oh, you want some paper and some crayons? And so she drew some stuff, and then while we're eating, and then she hands it to me and she goes, what do you think? And I go, I love it. And it was a little kitty cat. I go, I am going to get that tattooed on me. How about that? Sign that work. I'm going to get that for a tattoo. And she got like dejected. And I'm like, what's the matter with that? She goes, don't you have enough tattoos?
Oh, no, not from the inside.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's
I said, all right. I won't get that on me. And she said, okay. I was, wow. All right.
I'm surprised by that, actually. I think you have some beautiful work.
I do, but I also have a lot of them. Maybe yeah, she's just like,
yeah. I think you're
you don't need
out.
Any more. Yeah. All right.
We'll be fine without that one. No problem. It's just a little scribble I did at dinner, Dad.
It was.
Don't worry about it.
It was cute, though.
Mm. All right, what's coming up?
Plastic bag bans and more after the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the best seats for 4th of July fireworks.
Oh.
All this week, listen to Jane. You know what? For the rest of your life, listen to Jane.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right.
It's
not
Jane.
Just this week.
Right. But I'll continue reading. Mm-hmm. Listen to Jane at 6:05 p.m. for the code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win VIP seating for you and a guest on 4th of July at Top of the Mark in the Mark Hopkins Hotel. Plus apps,
appetizers,
parking, and more. Courtesy of Mark Hopkins Hotel.
Is that the one we can see right out there that has the pride flag on top of it?
I do not know.
I think that might be the Top of the Mark right there. It's a good spot.
It is a fantastic. If you've never been up there, it is one of the best views in the city, if not the best views.
So sweet. Yeah,
it'll be good for fireworks.
Yeah. Incredible.
Weather today, sunny and highs around the bay in the mid-80s. Wind continues. That's sort of a spring, early summer thing. So there's that. Harvard professor who studied love for 25 years reveals one sign that your relationship will last a lifetime.
Okay.
And
what
it's
is
nothing
it?
To do with romantic passion.
That's good. Go
Why,
on.
Why do you say what?
Well, I mean, yeah, it shouldn't just be that.
Well, no one said it has to just be that, but that's a key ingredient. That's why we came. We came for that.
Mm.
You know, we'll stay for the
home-cooked meals.
Whatever. Whatever it is. But, I mean, come on. That's where you begin.
All right. So what else? What's the thing?
That you're best friends.
Oh. Mm.
That's all.
Yeah.
The key to finding a partner, the key is finding a partner who is also your best friend. As the bond will remain even as the initial chemistry sizzles.
Fizzles?
No, they say sizzles, but you're right. Oh, even as the initial I think they were going for fizzles, weren't they?
Maybe fizzles auto-corrected and they just didn't care enough to check. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, that's it.
Just be best friends.
Be best friends.
Be best.
One of the most important things for a happy life is a partnership with somebody who will be the last person who you set eyes on as you take your last dying breath. That is really, really
Jesus.
Important that you have that friendship.
Yeah.
The goal of marriage is not passion. It's friendship.
Oh.
This is the goal.
That's the goal.
You must be close friends, ideally best friends with your spouse. Now, this is just one doctor's study, so I don't know if that, you know.
It makes sense, though. It's, you know, that's who you want to be with. You want to be with someone that you're close with, that you've shared all this stuff with, like tons of stuff in common and the same sense of humor. Like, that's, I think that's huge. I can't wait to tell John that.
Is he your best friend?
He is my best friend.
Yeah, I think that that's a difference in wording and how you say things. I would think of my best friend as one of my buddies.
Right.
And I would think of my wife as my wife. And so, but I wouldn't go travel with my buddies.
No.
I'd go travel with her. I don't think of the things I'm going to do.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't necessarily label her that.
Right. I just don't.
Yeah.
But there's tons of stuff with my best friends where I'm like, I have to hang up. I'm feeling very judgmental right now. Like, you know, I'm not as, you know what I mean? Like, there's a difference with your guy friends where you realize, you know, there's boundaries with these relationships and a lot less so in your marriage.
Right.
I would say. Anyway, there
well,
it is.
You'd like to hope that, right?
Be best friends. That's the thing that lasts the longest. A study found plastic bag bans at grocery stores really can make a difference. Areas with bans or fees for bags see up to a 47% drop in the number of bags washing up on shorelines.
Oh.
It works.
Well, it is. It's a good idea.
It's funny how...
Plastic. Oy.
I don't know about... Maybe it's not funny. Ha ha. But that whole, we've got to get rid of the paper bags because we're killing all the trees. That was what they told us.
Meanwhile, those trees are grown specifically for that.
Save the trees.
And a lot of recycled material goes into paper bags.
And meanwhile, there we are switching over to plastic like a bunch of dumb dummy heads.
The plastic lobby is strong.
And then there we are now learning the hard way. Like, that's not the way.
Right.
That isn't even kind of close to the way.
No, it's the way to the end. Hi, here's something that'll ruin everything. Please, take one. Toss it when you're done.
Police in the small town of Bussey, Iowa. Sorry.
Bussey.
Got it. Bussey.
B-U-S-S-Y.
B-U-S-S-E-Y.
Okay, Bussey.
Bussey, Iowa. Got an interesting call last Monday at 4:25 a.m. about a naked woman setting American flags on fire.
Oh, wow.
The cops responded and found 21-year-old Brianna Lard. Or Laird.
Let's go Lard.
Brianna Lard with an American flag tied around her head. She was not wearing pants or underwear.
But a top she had on?
The flags were stolen from the city. It sounds like they may have been on display in the town. It's unclear why Brianna was burning them, but cops found evidence of drug use and she was kicking the officers as they tried to restrain her. She was charged with arson, assault, indecent exposure, theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, and desecration of a flag.
Well, you said it was 4:25, so it was 5 minutes after 4:20, so she must have went big at 4:20, and there you go.
And then the next thing you know, she's burning flags, and she's half naked.
Brianna was on probation for a 2023 marijuana possession conviction, so
Maddie.
You're not wrong there, Maddie, who's on the show. And in 2022, she was convicted of driving under the influence, so she may just be a junkie. That's too
maybe.
Bad.
Maybe, but it is
21.
Right. Actually, that is too bad at 21.
Oof. Well, but you 41, know,
41, you're just a lost cause. But 21, come on, your whole life's in front of you. Put your pants on. Stop burning flags. Get off the whatever junk you're on.
Yeah. The world's first professional cheerleading league to launch in 2026. I don't know if it's going to catch, but this is for all the women who, you know, work for these football teams and are underpaid. Maybe now you'll get like a legit deal with a shoe company or
something.
I mean,
you're the best.
Yeah. Each team will consist of 30 cheerleaders selected through a competitive selection process that will be held this fall.
And then they're just going to tour them around and have
teams will receive training, wages, travel, and lodging, uniforms, bonuses, and prize incentives.
Nice.
Ah.
I like it.
So if you're someone who can cheer, you may want to look into this. The world's first professional cheerleading league. Rah, rah, shish, boom, bah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
R-O-W-D-I-E. That's the way we spell rowdy, rowdy. Let's get rowdy. I'm going to go out for the team.
Did you cheer?
No. Good God, no.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I was a loser in high school. Oh, I was not welcome on the cheerleader.
You were a flag girl.
Yeah, for a minute.
And then?
And then I wasn't
And then the
anymore.
Away trip. Did you quit right after that? After the peeing incident?
That was the end of the season.
Oh, okay.
And so and I simply never re-enlisted in that.
Was there thought, or did you just say to yourself, I can't show my face there?
You know, actually, now that I think about it, I think I did do Winter Guard that year, but then after, I just couldn't take it, you know. Everyone was very mean.
Oh, they were teasing you.
The older girls were very, very mean about it. And, I mean, you know, you're low-hanging fruit. You're the girl who peed her pants in front of everyone, so... It was, you can't really blame them. I mean, kids, they're terrible to
each
other.
Well, you go through these things. I mean, yeah. I told you, I, that time I accidentally shaved my legs in my mom's shower, it was only a little bit of my leg, but it turned out, man, the rain of F-word epithets came down on me in a way that I learned that's not a compliment. Mm. And I was like, sheesh.
I just shaved my leg by accident.
I wanted to see what happened, and then I went, this is really hard. Like, you can't get it.
Well, you were so hairy that it was, like, really evident. It wasn't like, you know, like a girl shaves her leg for the first time and people don't even notice.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, black hair on skinny little legs, and I started shaving up the leg and went, this is going to take forever. I better just even it out and call it good. And then, sure enough, once the kids at school got a look
even
at that. I was the gay guy.
Well,
I was like, all right, I don't know what that means yet, but.
I am happy.
Well, they weren't calling, they actually weren't calling me the gay guy. You know what they were
the
calling
F-word.
Me. Right. Mm.
That man, that was, kids don't talk like that, and at least not in front of adults. Like, it's not flung around the way it was. With us, it was just like that, the R word, like they were just.
Well, and that's not, those two things are completely separate, but there's a lot of epithets for being gay that I was like, I was a target to them all. Yeah. Gaylord, Fruit Bowl, all the stuff.
Oh, goodness.
Fruit Bowl. What does that even mean? I don't even.
That you look like a delicious bowl of fruit.
What the? All right, fine.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Laird, lard.
Lard.
Simpsons writers feel the Laird's pain. Bud Laird of Martinez. Laird's not lard.
Okay. Laird's not lard.
This person, boy, talk about being, okay. Where has Bob been lately, says 707?
Bob's on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Bob will be back Monday.
Next week.
Monday morning, right?
Yes.
Okay, because, yeah, there's a whole new thing that we're going to do next week.
I'm off next week.
Yep, and we're doing it without her.
Yep.
And we're just going to do the best we can.
You're going to do great.
Well, I mean,
we've
got someone new on the equipment, and Bob's new on the mic, and
it's all going to be fine.
Carrying some of the stuff I don't normally do, but we're going to go for it, and we'll see how it goes.
All right.
And hopefully, we improve each day. That's the goal. Mm. And we'll be live, so there's that.
Yes.
Let's see here. Love Mason, but we got to get that nice lady a clock.
Oh, why? What's going on? I don't know. Her?
Apparently, she's not hitting her target times.
I see.
Well,
what are you going to do?
Get her a clock, I guess.
Yeah, get her a clock. Oh.
Oh, I hear the game. All right, let's do this.
Ready to play? I'm going to have you guys play a game called Fake or Facial.
Oh.
Fake or Facial?
Yeah. I thought you'd like that title. I'm going to give you three examples of things that celebrities do to their faces. And you're going to tell me which one of them is fake.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock uses hemorrhoid cream to reduce under eye puffiness. Blake Lively rinses her hair with mayonnaise for shine. Lady Gaga exfoliates using raw sugar and Tabasco sauce. Which one of those is fake? Oh, by the way, Vinny starts with two extra points. He got a point for something recently, and then he... Oh, you guessed the net worth of somebody.
What was the sugar one?
Lady Gaga exfoliates using raw sugar and Tabasco sauce.
I'm going to say that's the fake one.
All right.
There's
Blake Lively rinsing her hair with mayo for shine, and Sandra Bullock using hemorrhoid cream to reduce under eye puffiness.
I've used hemorrhoid cream for eyes.
Me too.
That's true. I'm going to go mayo.
Oh, you're going mayo?
Yeah.
No, Gaga was the right answer. Raw sugar and Tabasco sauce.
You can't put Tabasco on your face.
That would burn you. Round two. Victoria Beckham uses bird poop facials. Jennifer Lawrence rubs garlic on her cheeks for a natural glow. Hailey Bieber dunks her face in ice water every morning. Bird poop facials, garlic on your cheeks, or dunk your face in ice water?
I'll say garlic.
I also will say garlic, because the bird poop just seems like that would be just typical, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I felt like the garlic would be a giveaway, because like also you'll stink like garlic.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if you're looking to keep vampires away, that's the way to go.
But if a bird pooped on your face, you'd start projectile vomiting immediately. But of course, if it's some special bird,
right,
bird poop
dried and
prepared,
added to, you know, something that smells nice.
Rich people. She probably pays a premium
facials,
for it, too.
I know. Kim Kardashian has tried vampire facials using her own blood. Cate Blanchett gets facials made from cloned foreskin stem cells.
Yeah.
Zendaya puts toothpaste on her entire face to reset her pores. Kim Kardashian does vampire facials using her own blood. Cate Blanchett gets facials made from cloned foreskin stem cells. Or Zendaya puts toothpaste on her entire face to reset her pores.
Well, I miss my foreskin desperately. And I do really want this to be the true one. You know, that she does that. I'm going to say that that's the false one.
You say that's the false one.
I would concur.
I'm sorry, but it's Zendaya does not put toothpaste on her entire
you're
face.
You're telling me.
Cloned foreskin stem cells, which I didn't even think stem cells came from foreskin. I thought they were like an umbilical cord thing, but what do I know? Cate Blanchett gets facials with foreskin cells, foreskin stem cells.
Wow.
No points assigned.
All right.
Snooki exfoliates with unscented kitty litter.
You're telling me the Jersey girl still makes a celebrity story?
Snooki exfoliates with unscented kitty litter. Blake Shelton moisturizes with bacon grease. Miranda Kerr gets leech therapy to purify her blood.
I'm going the second one there.
Yeah, bacon.
Bacon grease?
Yeah, that's out.
Yeah, that is the one that's out. But leech therapy and unscented kitty litter? I mean, it's actually leave it to Snooki, right? To be using kitty litter on her face. Beyonce is the final one. And by the way, there's no way Maddie can win. But, you know, good job, both of you. Beyonce uses chili oil on her lips for a plumping effect. Demi Moore bathes in blood-sucking leeches for detox. Nicole Kidman rinses her hair with cranberry juice.
I got to think it's got to be the bath of leeches.
The Demi Moore bathes in blood-sucking leeches for detox. The other two are Beyonce uses chili oil on her lips for a plumping effect, and Nicole Kidman rinses her hair with cranberry juice.
I'm going to say the chili oil.
It is the chili oil.
Yeah!
That was the fake one. That one is fake by a score of 6-2. Sorry about it, Maddie. It's El Campeón del Pueblo riding again.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you so much.
He's back.
Yeah, he is back. Yeah. Starting off the week with a win. Let's see if he can keep that rolling, Vin.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Keep it here all day. Mason and Jane both have tickets to Maroon 5 throughout their shows, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
What? Wake up. Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.